Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore New Dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.
Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Hello everyone. This is Mr. Facts speaking from CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Unceded Coast Salish Territory in Bona BBC. How are you guys doing? Well, I'm doing well. And I hope life has been treating you well. Today's topic is going to be on hustle, loyalty, and respect. Hustle, loyalty, and respect. The first week we spoke about embracing the new dawn, followed by talking to oneself, going out, and now hustle, loyalty, and respect. Now, you've decided to go out. You've decided to go out and utilize your talents. You've decided to go out and utilize what the universe has sent you for. Like I said last week or 2 weeks ago, everyone, every single person on this earth is designed for a purpose. It's a matter of you having the courage, having the confidence to go out, to go the extra mile by going out and searching for those parts of the society that you can utilize those talents. But before that, before going out, you have to search yourself. You have to know, you have to ask yourself, what talents do I have? What hidden talents do I have? If you are able to discover these things, then you will know the places you are supposed to utilize those talents. Now, today's topic will be centered on what are those attributes, or would be the start of those attributes you are supposed to have when you decide to go out. Because if you go out, what are those attributes you're supposed to have that would make, would help you have a positive legacy at the end of the day? Because the aim for all this, why the universe has given you these attributes, these talents, is for you to impact it in a positive manner. And if you are able to achieve this, then you have made a legacy for yourself, a positive legacy that generations would remember you for. Now, today's topic is on also loyalty and respect. The first time I heard these words were from a wrestling icon. To be honest, I did not really take these words to be that important until I had a little taste of life. I'm 21 years old and I can tell you this. If you want to survive in this world we live in today, you need not only to have these words at the back of your mind, but practice them. Now, for you to succeed in this life, for you to utilize your talents, for you to have a positive legacy, you need to have people around you. You need to have friends. You need to have people around you. It is these people that would navigate you towards your path of success. And if you are able to embrace these three words, hustle, loyalty, and respect, trust me, you will have the right clique around you. You would have good friends. Friends that would impact you. Friends that would love to share ideas with you because they can trust you. friends that will love you to, that will love to hang around you, friends that will trust you with their problems. And it is little by little that you are writing that legacy that you would eventually have. So these three words, also loyalty and respect, are not, should be at the back of every human's mind. But not only at the back of every human's mind, it should be practiced, because they should be practiced, because they are what helps a human being to be trusted, to be relied upon, to be virtuous, to have good friends, to be remembered, to for yeah, what makes a human being to have the right click. So it is very important you have these three words at the back of your mind and also practice them. Last year, I spoke about the world being dominated by manipulation, lies, toxicity, and all. If you embrace these three words, you get to become among the very few who have embraced morality, and you have no idea how unique and attractive you will look and sound. Now, uniqueness, especially if you are being unique for practicing the positive thing, is a very good thing. You have no idea. Because if you stand by your word, if you stand by yourself and decide to embrace morality by practicing these three words, hustle, loyalty, and respect, you become part of the unique few who have decided to embrace the good side. And once you are unique, that is how you'll be remembered. Because you are not among the crowd, you are among the few. And once you are among the few, you'll be remembered for your positive impacts. You should be of good behavior. You should embrace hustle. You should embrace loyalty. You should embrace respect. Because these three words will let people trust you. It will let people want to hang out with you. It will let people to love you. It will give you opportunities. People will want to rely on you. They will want to believe in you. You would attract the right click. So it is very, very important you have these three words at the back of your mind and practice them. Because when you practice them, it eventually becomes part and parcel of you, you have no idea the good things you would attract. You have no idea how attractive you would look in terms of behavior, in terms of attitude, and how attractive you will sound. You have decided to embrace morality. You have decided to not follow what the people are saying, not follow the clique, but decided to be unique in terms of practicing morality, in terms of practicing hustle, practicing loyalty, and practicing respect. The manipulation, the challenges you will face are not things, instead of using them as a kind of loophole to become a kind of like nasty person, you have decided to use these challenges to repair the flaws in your life. You have decided to use these challenges to become even better in terms of practicing morality. Because I know fully well that there are times that humans face challenges by practicing these three words. But if you can realize that those challenges are designed, are there for you to become more matured, for you to embrace maturity, for you to be able to sit back and repair those parts of your life that need to be repaired, then, trust me, you would inherit this world, because people would want to hang out with you. People would want to associate with you. People would trust you. You would attract the right clique. And the right click in your life, a positive click, would lead to success. Success. Because the only ideas that will be shared in those clicks or in those circles would be positive ideas, ideas that can move one forward. So it is very, very important you practice also loyalty and respect. It pushes you up. It gives you the right friends, and it ensures that you prosper. Now let's go for a break, and when we'll be back, we'll continue on this topic. Welcome back, everyone. So we're going to talk about the fourth step of success, which is hustle. We were talking about earlier, I spoke about three words. I introduced three words, which are hustle, loyalty, and respect. And I said that you have to practice these three words because they are very much important. Because if you practice these words, you attract the right set of people, and having the right set of people would push you towards success. In fact, it increases the likelihood of success because positive people around you would mean positive ideas being shared around, leading to positive results eventually. Now, what is hustle? Hustle is the ability to apply intensity in everything you are doing. If you have been, let's say, applying like 72% in, let's say, anything at all, you need it. This is like going the extra mile. This is like being more intense with the efforts you put in everything you do in life, everything that will yield profits, especially the positive things. For example, at your place of work, you could be putting in 72% efforts, but someone who is ready to embrace hustle would put in about 100% every time, 101, 100%, no matter what. He doesn't care about what people will say. He doesn't care about what people would say, like, calling him all sorts of names and everything. No, he doesn't care. What he cares about is the fact that he is hustling and the fact that he has a goal to achieve in this life. That's what is in his mind, and that is what should be in every human's mind. You should ensure in everything you are doing, be it music, be it football, be it soccer, be it your place of work, be it any business, you should put in maximum effort, because maximum effort yields maximum profit. And let's put it this way. There's a saying that goes thus, that as you lay your bed, so you will lie on it. If you put in much effort in laying your bed properly, then you will lie down on a very beautiful bed. And this can be related to your place of work too, to anything you're doing in this life at all. If you hustle, if you apply much intensity to it, you would eventually achieve your goal. And when you eventually achieve your goal, there's this inner satisfaction you have. Even if you have not yet achieved your goal, but you are still hustling, there's this inner satisfaction you will have, because you know that you are putting in your best in everything you are doing at the moment. So it is very important to apply intensity to everything you are doing, especially positive things. Your place of work, soccer, football, because eventually you don't know what could bring about the opportunity that will eventually catapult you to glory. It could be the least thing the least thing you rate. It could be anything at all. So make sure you have that spirit of hustle. Make sure you apply intensity to everything you're doing, because it is that intensity that will speak for you. There are sometimes that the person doesn't have to be the best. It doesn't have to be the smartest in the room. All that just has to happen is to ensure that you are putting intensity. And once you put in that intensity, you might get noticed. And if people notice that you are putting intensity, they get to trust you, because they know that Mr. A is one who puts in intensity to whatever he's doing. So I can trust him and give him this work, knowing fully well that he will put in the best he can possibly put. So it is very important to apply intensity in everything you're doing, especially positive things. In this case, the person does not focus on the pain, but focuses on the goal, which is success. Earlier, the second week, I spoke about talking to oneself and setting one's goals. What this person focuses on right now as he is hustling is the goal he has. It's the mission. It's the goal he wants to achieve. It could be getting a promotion. It could be becoming one of the greatest soccer players of all time. It could be getting a Grammy. It could be anything at all. But the fact is, this person, anybody that has the spirit of hustle, or for you to have the spirit of hustle, you need to not focus on the pain, but focus on the goal, which is success. Which is maximum success. Hustle means sacrificing pleasure just to work hard. Just because of success, you have to sacrifice pleasure. You have to put in more intensity in everything you do. You have to ensure that you go the extra mile. If your friends are reading for 2 hours, if the best in your class reads for 5 hours, then you must read more than that in order to become better than that person with adequate intensity and focus. Because if you do not go higher than that, then you cannot pass that person. You need to hustle. You need to put in intensity so that you can become the best. Eventually, when you become the best, that is part of the positive legacy that we are talking about. All these things, hustle, loyalty, respect, commitment, and the rest, they all add up to what should make a positive legacy. There are two types of hustle: positive hustle and negative hustle. Positive hustle is when intensity is applied in the right way and on the right thing. There's a difference between hustling in the right manner and hustling for the right and hustling in the wrong manner, as there's also a difference between hustling for the right thing and hustling for the wrong thing. For example, a student studying very hard for an exam, a footballer gymming, dieting, and practicing for a match. The thing with positive hustle is that the road to success may seem long, but trust me, it is as close as you can ever think. Yes, there's the pain there. There's everything there. You might even suffer challenges on the road. You might have bad experiences. But just know this, that all these things, such as challenges, are all required for you to embrace maturity, for you to embrace positive hustle, which will eventually yield positive profits. You need to be ready to be patient. You need to be ready for challenges. You need to positive. In fact, this is the one that everyone needs to have, because if you have this, not only would you be admired, but you would be setting up a positive legacy for yourself. And some people would ask, why do I keep emphasizing on legacy, positive legacy? It is because eventually when you leave this earth, because eventually everyone is going to leave this earth, that's the sad fact, that is what you'll be remembered for. These are the things you'll be remembered for. The good things you did, the good attributes you had while you were alive. And these are the things that your generations will remember you for. It is very important that you apply hustle in a very positive manner to positive things. It could be you reading, it could be you playing football, it could be philanthropic activities, doing philanthropic activities with the money you have. It could be using your business to ensure employment opportunities for people. You will be remembered. The greatest thing that can ever happen to a human being is when he or she leaves this earth, people are still saying good things about that person. You look at footballers like Pele. You look at people like Mandela. You look at people like Martin Luther King. These people are long gone, but they are remembered today. In fact, people still put them as their role models. As their role model. And it just goes to show you the importance of positive also. The glory you have, the good attributes you have exhibited will eventually extend to your children. It will extend to your generation. And forever and ever, they will appreciate you more and more. And that is the most important thing. So you need to hustle positively. You need to hustle with morality at the back of your mind. You need to be patient. You need to realize that challenges are a medium for you to become better. They are not a medium for you to start sobbing. They are not a medium for you to start feeling down. No, they are a medium for you to become a better person. That is the importance of positive also. The road to success might seem long, but it is as close as you think. There are times when people have deviated from hustling positively just because of one or two challenges they had, but not knowing that their success is as close as they can ever imagine. You should be consistent in doing the right thing. You should be consistent in doing the right thing in terms of hustle. We are not sent to this earth to contribute badly to it. Everybody is designed to contribute positively to this earth. That is why you are in this world. That is why you are on this earth. If you are not on this earth for an important mission, then you won't be here in the first place. You are an important figure. So hustle positively so that you can end up being remembered for the right thing. You can end up adding a positive part to this world. There will be times of failure, times of disappointment, but know that every failure and disappointment is simply life trying to tell you to adjust something in your own life. Everybody feels once in a while. Everybody has disappointing times once in a while. But know this, that it is simply life trying to tell you, trying to teach you a lesson, and trying to tell you that you should walk.